This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. It was the 4th of July in 2011 when Regina Ann and David Cooper got some news that would change their lives forever. Their 21-year-old son Derek had committed suicide by jumping from the Queechee Gorge Bridge. Now the family is asking lawmakers to prevent similar deaths in the future. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has our story.
On Tuesday afternoon, in a hushed conference room on the first floor of the State House, David Cooper recounted the horror.
My son probably had second thoughts after he climbed over the 46-inch high railing. Second thoughts that survivors of similar attempts at other bridges report when they don't follow through with the initial plan.
But Derek Cooper, a volunteer firefighter in his hometown of Heartland, didn't get a second chance. Neither did the 8 other people who have committed suicide at the bridge over the last 8 years, including 3 in the last year alone. The Queechee Bridge is a nearly 300-foot span that stands 168 feet above the bottom of the gorge below. The spot has become so enticing for would-be jumpers that locals tend to keep an eye out for despondent pedestrians peering over its rails. It's a place known as the only, quote, suicide hotspot in the state of Vermont. And Derek's mom, Regina Ann, says it's time to do something about it.
Every death at this bridge is wrong, is preventable, and is entirely in the hands of the state to fix it.
Representative Teo Jagar, a Barnard Democrat, has introduced legislation in Montpelier calling for the construction of barriers on the bridge that would either impede people from making the jump or stop their plunge if they did. Jagar, whose district includes Heartland, has more than a passing familiarity with Derek Cooper. He worked at the high school Cooper once attended.
And yes, we did have favorites. And Derek Cooper was at the top of a lot of teachers' lists.
No one at the public hearing on Jagar's bill spoke in opposition to the proposal, but Jagar says some members of the Queechee business community have voiced opposition to the plan. According to Jagar, they say the proposal could mar the aesthetics of an historic landmark that draws hundreds of thousands of visitors annually. Jagar says it's a poor reason not to act.
If we do nothing, and the bridge's future history is marred by a record of repeated incidents, then its legacy will be tarnished far more than its appearance might be if we do something.
Dr. Joellen Turalo-Falk is executive director of an organization that includes the Vermont Suicide Prevention Center. Turalo-Falk says there's good reason to believe the measures called for in Jagar's bill would achieve their intended effect.
The research on the effectiveness of structural interventions such as barriers and safety nets at frequently used locations indicate that these interventions averted suicide at those sites.
Hartford Police Chief Philip Caston says his department has responded to the bridge more than 100 times since 2007 and stopped 13 people from jumping, either by brute force or negotiation. Caston says his department welcomes any interventions to undermine the likelihood of people jumping in the future.
This is a very traumatic and brutal death, jumping from the bridge. And it's traumatic and brutal and very taxing on everyone that's involved.
Turalo Fox says eliminating the opportunity at this particular location would likely result in reduced incidents of suicide on the whole. The old adage, where there's a will, there's a way, doesn't actually hold true in the case of suicide, according to Turalo Falk. And 90% of people who attempt suicide unsuccessfully once do not go on to die from suicide later on.
The research clearly shows that most suicidal crises pass if a person can get beyond the window of crisis without hurting themselves.
Colchester Representative Pat Brennan is the Republican chairman of the House Committee on Transportation. He says lawmakers will consider the cost and effectiveness of various infrastructure proposals from the Agency of Transportation before deciding how to proceed. And as they deliberate, Derek's father, David Cooper, left them with a final thought to consider.
Thank you again for allowing me to speak on behalf of my family and particularly my beautiful 21-year-old son, Derek, who can't speak for himself.
For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.